Well, hashtag Stop Adani has been one of the most effective environmental campaigns in Australia's history, according to journalist and author Quentin Beresford. In his book, Adani and the War Over Coal, he traces that campaign. He told me it only really began to bite when former Greens leader Bob Brown and businessman and campaigner against Tasmania forestry giant Gunns, Jeff Cousins, got together.
So you got these two battle-hardened conservationists coming from quite different backgrounds. That's what's so fascinating. Bob, a long-standing environmentalist, and Jeff, a recent convert to environmentalism, coming from a big business background. I mean, Jeff knows the corridors of all the big corporations in Australia. They had a telephone conversation towards the end of 2016 and basically said to each other, as vibrant as the campaign is against Adani, it's too fragmented, it lacks a focus, it lacks a real critical point of public identification. So they, along with other people, came together to form hashtag Stop Adani, which has been one of the most outstanding successful public relations campaign, I think, in Australian, certainly in recent Australian history.
How do you measure that success?
Well, by the number of groups that it spawned. What hashtag Stop Adani did really was to create a website, to resource that website so local groups could then take their own action. And I think at last count, the 150, 160 local hashtag Stop Adani groups set up right around the country who then started taking action in their local areas against Adani. And of course, hashtag Stop Adani, along with GetUp, was very influential in the recent Queensland state election campaign, which effectively forced Labor Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk to drop her government support for the billion-dollar loan to build the railway from the mine to Abbott Point. That was a significant victory. So I think on that basis, hashtag Stop Adani has been very, very successful. But leading up to that, the environment and activist movements had been very successful in calling out the big four Australian banks and their support for funding coal projects in Australia. I mean, one of the most amazing campaigns was the way in which hashtag Stop Adani disrupted the Westpac's 200th birthday party in Sydney. There's monumentally powerful and, symbolic occasion for the bank. Hired this huge, great, big venue in Sydney, and social media cranked into action, and anti-Adani protesters turned up in force. It's thought that one of the protesters had dressed up as if he was part of the orchestra and slid in to the venue that way, scaffolded the wall, handcuffed himself onto the top of the wall and rolled down anti-Adani protest sign, and then proceeded to tell the crowd about how Westpac should stop funding coal mines in Australia and come out and agree not to fund Adani. And basically the bank a few days later pretty much did that.
So if there were to be a referendum on this, or if a political party was brave enough to take Stop Adani as an election issue in an election, what's your feeling about this? How the Australian people feel on this?
I think there's overwhelming support to stop this. The fate of the Great Barrier Reef's a national issue. All Australians are concerned about this. Opinion poll after opinion poll show that Australian public, by very significant margins, want positive action to save the Great Barrier Reef, which they understand to include constructive action to halt climate change, because that's the biggest threat now. There are also direct opinion polls on the Adani mine. Does the Australian public want the Adani mine to go ahead or not? They've come out in the last 12 months or so, and they prove quite convincingly that the Australian public don't want this mine to go ahead, because they now have been informed as a result of this really 7 or 8 year campaign, they've been informed of the issues. So I think a political party that came out unequivocally said this would not go ahead will get support. Political parties have been spooked, really, into supporting this mine because of the power structure that lies behind it.
Do you think, though, that as long as there is a price for coal and that immense reserve sits there, alluringly for the world's coal miners that there'll be another tilt at this if Adani falls over?
I'm sure the forces behind this will attempt to keep pushing this. But the fact of the matter is, North American banks, European banks, who fund big fossil fuel projects around the world, have declared, because of their concerns about potential damage to the Great Barrier Reef, have disavowed funding Adani. Chinese banks have been pressured not to support it, and the big four banks, as a result of the campaign we just talked about, have disavowed funding Adani. Where does Adani get its funding from in this climate now? Well, Adani is an unconventional corporation, so there may be a source of funding that we can't quite imagine at the moment.
Which they were alluding to recently.
So I think it's too early to declare victory for the environment movement, even though I think when you look at it objectively, there appears to be little room for Adani. And I think a major series of victories along the way for the environment movement. But I think that the pressure will have to be kept on until Adani walks.
Journalist and author Quentin Beresford and his book Adani and the War Over Coal, a great read, I can recommend it, is published by New South.